driveway moments. I'm sure you've had one. You're listening to the radio or a podcast in your car. You get to where you're going and you don't get out because the story you're listening to is so good you can't stop listening. You've had one of those, right? A driveway moment. Well, I had a new listening experience recently, something beyond a driveway moment. I was in my car, driving, listening to a story, and I noticed I had practically stopped breathing. I was literally holding my breath as I listened. Now, what do you call that? It's not a driveway moment. It's more like I've left the car. It's like a transportive moment. I had a transportive moment listening to a radio story. Never had one of those before. And it's a story I'll dissect with the producer on this episode of How Sound. I'm Rob Rosenthal. This is How Sound, the backstory to great radio storytelling, a production of PRX and Transom. Please tell your friends about How Sound, or if you would, write a review at iTunes. It helps get the word out about the show. Thanks a million in advance. So what story would cause me to breathe differently, create a transportive moment? Well, for starters, it was produced by Nicholas Jackson. Nicholas told me he thinks of sound as a protagonist in a story. I'd never heard someone put it that way before.
Yeah, it seems a bit crazy, really, when this is a sound medium. And rarely does the sound get to be the protagonist in its own right, or at least have a kind of equal billing with what the information is you're being given.
Nicholas is part of a production team in Spain called Afonia. They produce weekly radio programs for Spanish radio, as well as drama and documentaries for the BBC.
We like the idea that with sound, you can take the listener inside a journey or a space without having to leave your own computer or your own headphones.
And that's exactly what they did for Jump Blue, a story about an intense sport, and I mean really intense, freediving.
Diving down to over 100 meters of depth on a single breath with no oxygen and no equipment. You have to lower your heart rate to almost defunct levels, and you can't have any adrenaline because it will kill you.
Jump Blue focuses on one freediver in particular, a Russian woman, Natalia Molchanova, a champion freediver who holds several world records.
She died on a training dive. She was the world's greatest ever freediver, the deepest ever woman on the planet, and she died in not particularly threatening or difficult circumstances. And she disappeared on a dive and was never seen again. So we were intrigued by that itself, and we were intrigued by this sport of freediving, which so few people in the world practice. But we also felt that it was the kind of immersive story that works really well for sound.
My mom, it was her passion. She liked to make training programs and to help people to get to know freediving. She was a teacher in university, so she developed this education system we have and we teach now. So anyone can come and get to know freediving.
Unless you are capable of forgetting completely about Atlantis, you will never finish your journey. This poem could be describing free diving. To perform the perfect dive, we have to let go of the need to succeed. How do we compete without feeling competitive?
The opening of the story is a quote from Natalia's son. He's talking about her classes on freediving. But that voice right there
is not a place for emotions or for ambitions.
That's not Natalia. That's an actress, Fiona Shaw.
I have 41 records. My best is 101 meters using constant weight and monofin. That was in 2011.
Yeah, I have to say, at first, I was a smidge confused. It took me a minute to acclimate my ear to the fact that this was not a documentary, that the story was dramatized and sound designed. Here's the backstory. As part of his research for Jump Blue, Nicholas recorded some 25 hours of interviews with Natalia's family and other freedivers, but none of that tape is used in the story. Instead, Nicholas hired Hannah Silver to write a story based on the research.
I gave her, if you like, the recorded highlights in audio rather than transcripts. So she was still getting this as sound and something very live and based on people's voices and what they'd said. And it became slightly fictionalized after that. And it does read, I suppose, as a kind of fictional piece, but it is actually heavily documentary based.
To dive, we must forget the surface fuss. How do we do this? Imagine there is a transparent screen in front of you. Place everything that is on your mind onto it. Your parents, friends, lover.
My transportive moment came late in the story, the second half, which we'll hear later in its entirety in hopes that you have the same response I did. But first, I asked Nicholas to dissect the sound design of the first half of Jump Blue.
We have a lecture at the top, and we come into the piece with, there is some music there, and there is, we created the sort of sound of students waiting to come into a lecture hall. But then when the lecture is being given itself, you know, you can hear other students, you can hear the students and the audience reacting a little bit to what's being said. And when you come into the dive, we used real sound from real dives of the preparation above the water.
You are going to break the world record. No emotions, no desires. You are going somewhere, but you will forget this soon. Unless you are capable of forgetting completely. You will never finish your journey. Now your lungs are full. You must pack more air into them. Use your tongue. Older and older, easier and easier. The countdown is complete. A little duck dive. And you're in. 10 hard kicks. 90 beats per minute. The cold water triggers the mammalian dive reflex.
And it's not until the diver duck dives and goes into the water that you start getting into the submarine sound of what you would hear underwater.
This is your second home. This is your home. 55 beats per minute. The alarm from your watch are 20 meters.
And for the first 20 meters or so, there's quite a lot of noise of the diver powering their way down to 20 meters. And you can hear during that stage also some coral crackling, animals feeding on the coral.
Open your eyes. There he is. Beautiful. Fuzzy blueness. Your lungs have shriveled, filled with serum.
And then when the diver gets beyond that phase, they start to sink. Gravity pulls them down then. They're no longer buoyant after about 20, 23 meters.
You are calm.
So we then have this sort of sinking phase, which hopefully there's a the sound design and the music suggests of you getting deeper, and it's quite peaceful and quite serene at that point.
Over and over, on one breath, you and the ocean together. No one else. It's peaceful. You need to equalize. Push the air from your lungs into your cheeks. Lock your throat. Hold the air in your mouth so your eardrums will not burst from the outside.
We then get to the phase where the diver has reached their maximum, or is reaching their maximum depth, in this case 101 meters. And at that depth, your lungs have shrunk to the size of somewhere between a walnut and a grapefruit, because you're subjected to 11 atmospheres of pressure. So we tried through, again, our sound design and the music to get a sense of that kind of pressure.
You are nothing.
In a competitive dive, there's a little platform which marks the point they're aiming to reach, and they have to take a tag which proves that they reached it, so we have a bit of a noise to suggest that they've reached that and they've taken the tag.
You reach the plate. You touch it. Grasp the tag. hook it to your belt. Negative buoyancy. He wants to keep you. You have to bring yourself back up. The weights around your neck must come with you. You don't turn. You need to turn. You should kick. You should be fighting back up.
Then the diver needs to power their way back up, because at this point they are, you know, completely negatively buoyant, and so they're only going to get back up by their own power, and they've no longer got any oxygen. Their oxygen is now at a really critically low level.
You turn and kick. 10 slow kicks. 10 hard kicks. You are almost unconscious. Light.
And then when you get more towards the surface, the sound, our sound, becomes lighter, we hope, and gives you a sense of, you know, that you can begin to see the light that you're aiming for up at the surface.
One last kick. And you break the surface. Something inside has brought you back up. In spite of... Breathe. Nose clip. Say you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. You got the record. You smile. They call you names. The machine. The monster. The queen. You smile.
And so Natalia surfaces, she's broken a record, and everything is okay, but not quite. The lecture, the record-breaking dive, these are just memories. Memories she's having while she's, well, you know what, you'll hear in just a moment. It's in this next section, the final chapter of the story, where my breath changed. I highly recommend you stop doing what you're doing and just listen. I'll back the story up a bit.
One last kick. And you break the surface. Something inside has brought you back up. In spite of... Breathe. Nose clip. Say you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. You got the record. You smile. They call you names. The machine. The monster. The queen. You smile. I try to enjoy the surface fuss, a moment of celebration. I told myself, enjoy the surface. This is just a game. Children love life. That's what is important. This is just a game for adults. It's all just surface. Forget and remember. Remember and forget. Unless you're capable of forgetting, you will never... I never thought of anything while diving before. Only the melody in my head. My body in the water. This time. Remember the manta ray I freed. Someone put the video on YouTube. I remember blowing bubbles into her belly. I'm falling. And all I can remember are all the times I have fallen before. There is no competition. No safety divers. No guiding rope. I have weights around my neck. I was only going to dive to 30 meters, but I am letting go. Letting go of the surface. I can see it all. I am the queen. A machine. and they are only students on the surface. They don't know how to dive for me. Later they will send search parties, robot divers. They can go down to 400 meters. They will speculate. Was it a sudden downdraft current? Was it? I don't know. They will imagine the weights pulling me down. They will say how strange it is. I have always been so conscious of safety. I have never been reckless. How could the greatest diver just disappear? Now I am holding the moment. The strange sensation of inevitable love. There must be something I should remember. Should try to hold on to. To take me back up. Someone. There must be someone. I can see something. Colors bleeding into the water. A torn photograph. Faces. A face like mine. Staring at me. Like I'm an exotic fish. I stare back. I smile. It falls with me. 29 beats per minute. Streets, laughter, children, late night drinks, morning news. Falling. 27 beats per minute. One wave at a time. Ignore the surface.
The more you want to achieve something, the more you will have an adrenaline release.
24 beats per minute.
Our emotions, our drives.
I breathe out into you.
Perhaps everything that makes us human.
You're flooding my whole body.
For one long breath.
22 beats per minute. I'm feeling something new.
Actually, the older you get, the easier it gets.
19 beats per minute. I'm breathing you in. 17 beats per minute. I thought it took only one breath. 14 beats per minute. I don't want to leave this. 12 beats per minute. I don't want to lose this. I don't want to lose you. 10 beats per minute. This was never a journey. 8 beats per minute. I can't let go. 5 beats per minute. None let me go. 3 beats per minute. Easier and easier. 2 beats per minute. Yes. Easier. A little easier. It's peaceful, isn't it?
Jump Blue by Nicholas Jackson, along with Steve Bond, Hannah Silver, Fiona Shaw, and Aaron May. It was produced for BBC Radio 3. That's where I first heard it, on Radio 3's podcast, Between the Ears. I should mention, too, that Jump Blue received a commendation from the BBC's 2017 Drama Awards for Best Single Drama. Congratulations to the whole Afonica team. Well deserved. I I talked to Nicholas for quite some time about producing Jump Blue. You can hear more of our discussion at the post for this episode of How Sound at transom.org. How Sound is a co-production of PRX and Transom. John Barth looks over my shoulder, and WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts allows me to record in their studios. Thanks to both. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Rob Rosenthal.
From PRX. And transom.org.